Scott Evans, the Ministry of Education's Head of Property, Delivery and Infrastructure Services. Moataro.
Morena, Susie.
What report card rating would you give the Ministry's handling of this?
Well, look, right now our focus is working closely with the school to ensure the site is safe, that our work with the school on a remedial solution and while permanent plans put in place, that's our immediate priority right now.
Mm. What report card rating would you give the Ministry's handling of this?
Well, look, we've responded very proactively right now to the issues. The project itself was an interior upgrade and roof repair which has been underway on the particular block. During this work, our testing demonstrated levels of airborne moulds above recommended levels, which the Ministry was advised of. Further air testing was commissioned across the building, and as a result, 10 classrooms have now been isolated. As I say, our immediate focus is now working very closely with the school.
So you think you've done a good job, have you?
We've responded proactively to the issues that got identified on the 25th of March.
Well, were they really identified on the 25th of March? Because this has been going on for years. The principal is saying that she's been there for 9 years and failing infrastructure has been a significant part of that for some time, if not the whole time that she was there. So is this really a new thing?
Well, the mould is generally a result of a combination of a number of issues. The building itself that we're talking about is 50 years of age. Ventilation within the building, compounded by close proximity to other buildings, minimises this ventilation. You know, design of these blocks really minimises the natural airflow and historical
maintenance. Sorry to interrupt you, but how close together are these buildings? How close together are these buildings built that they can't be ventilated?
This particular building, which, like I say, it's an old building of 50 years of age, is surrounded by other buildings.
Yes, but how close are they? You're saying that they can't be ventilated, so how close are other buildings to it?
Oh, they're quite close, but the ventilation is made up of a number of factors. Like I say, there's natural airflow through the building that's been minimised, as well.
What are we talking about here? Are there not enough windows? Are there too many heat pumps? Are there not enough heat pumps? What nuts and bolts are we talking about?
Yeah, it's a combination of those factors. But like I say, I think the key focus here is right now is focusing on what we need to do to ensure the site is safe.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is.
And right now what we're doing is working with the school to identify nearby buildings to lease
okay.
and the students in the interim.
So how much money are you putting towards this?
Well, we need to do due diligence to identify exactly what needs to be done first.
So you don't have an amount of money that you've put towards this?
Oh, absolutely. Look, health and safety.
So how much is it?
Well, we need to identify what the actual problem is before we can identify the actual costings of the remedial work.
So you don't know what the problem is? Sounds like it's a leaking roof, isn't it?
Well, like I've said, the key message here is it's a combination of a number of things. It's a combination of ventilation within the building, the age of the building, the lack of natural flow, historical maintenance of the building, and absolutely the roof condition is an element as well. So it's a combination of a number of components. We need to determine and identify what that really means to be able to put a true value to repair. And we're absolutely committed to get the right result for the school here.
So you're going to put as much money towards this as it takes to sort this out. How long is this going to take?
Well, we're spending time with the school right now to, like I said earlier on, the immediate issue is to ensure the site is safe. Then we need to identify the interim activities that need to take place to ensure that the students are provided with off-site accommodation.
So
we need to support the school then with a long-term solution here to ensure that the buildings, whether it's remedial or whether it's a new building, is going to be sound and safe.
So it might have to be a new building. This one might have to be bold.
Well, we'll have to determine that after we get all the reports and the assessment of where we are right now.
Is it likely?
Well, we'll have to determine that once we get all the information. I'm not going to speculate on cause or outcomes until I have all the facts and evidence. What I can assure the community and the school and the leadership of the school and the Board of Trustees have done an amazing job here, and we need to support them going forward. As quickly as possible to get the right outcome here. But the key thing is getting the right outcome so we don't have this situation again.
Just very briefly, the school says that it's been asking the Ministry of Health, Ministry of Education rather, for funding help for years and years, and you're telling me you don't have all the facts. Why not?
We don't have all the facts in relation to the condition of the building right now. The funding, the school has 5YA funding, which is $2 million, and as well as $200K each year in relation to property maintenance grants. So the school has been receiving funds to support the buildings.
Thank you very much, Scott Evans, Ministry of Education's Head of Property, Delivery and Infrastructure Services.